Welcome to Eye on the Illini at a special joint podcast with Sturdy for 30. It's the Illini guys here. And my goodness, April 2021, and we have so much to be excited about. We thought we'd get together and do this because we have had just a lot of new members. And we did a kind of an introductory thing back when we first started in early January. And some people didn't get a chance to see it. They didn't know about us. And now that we're almost 3 months in and a lot of new members to the crew, they've all been saying, well, so who are the Illini guys anyway? Who are you guys? So we thought we would tell you, there's five of us and you're going to hear from four of them here. I'm Illini guy, Larry. There's Illini guy, Mike. There's Illini guy, Brad. There's Illini guy, Carl. And Illini guy, Chris, who is not with us for this certain call because he's tied up. We all have jobs. We all do stuff elsewhere. We are all Illini fans. All of us, our fandom began when we were kids or teenagers, and it has gone on through life. And so now we're a little bit older and we get a chance to do a project and talk about our favorite team. So here at the 3 month mark, I want to start and kind of go around the horn a little bit. And Mike, I'll start with you. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell everyone kind of a little bit about who you are and how you got involved?
Yeah, I'm Mike Kegley, so Illini guy Mike. I was probably the person who first started thinking about this. And basically, as the pandemic was going on, I found myself really looking to think about, like, where could I go to spend my time and have fun and just talk about the Illini and talk about recruiting and talk about what was going on. Now, granted, at the time, the football field wasn't nearly as exciting as what we've got building up now. But as I sat and I thought about, like, I was so excited about Io and Kofi coming. And so as that was approaching, I just wanted to talk Illini basketball. And, you know, that was really kind of the genesis of me picking up the phone on Labor Day and calling up Larry. And I said, Larry, what if you were the publisher of an Illini site? What would you think of that? And Larry, now I'm going to do a reverse host move and throw it back to you because that's where the phone call went. And of course, the one thing that we both agreed on was, well, we're not going to be able to do this unless we talk to Brad Sturdy. But first I had to have a conversation with you before we could get over to Brad.
And as you know, I was intrigued. I never thought about that. I've been in the media and journalism for more than three decades. I mean, I got a chance to cover, the 89 run to the Final Four in 2005. My seat was behind the Carolina bench and was got a chance to see that run. And what I realize now that I didn't know back in September that now I realize 3 months into this is that I have a lot to say about the Illini program that I didn't realize that I did. I sit down to start writing stuff and I don't know if anybody really reads my stuff, and that's okay. That's fine. Because I have nothing going on anyway at 2 o'clock in the morning. So why not? Let's go and write this stuff, but I have a lot of fun with it. I have a lot of fun following it, and it's been great to, obviously I was already friends with you and with Brad and new Chris, get a chance to meet Carl, but to get a chance to be a part of those conversations, and to hear what's going on has been a lot of fun. And never did I realize back with that first phone call in early September, what this would amount to. And I'm having the most fun I've had. I was with 16 years with CNN. I was 12 years with Turner Sports and all the things I got to do and a lot of really cool assignments that I've I cherish those moments, but I'm having as much fun right now with this as with anything because it's a passion. We're all, invested in this. And so it's not like, there's like this check that comes out that I'm walking the bank going to buy a new car. That's not happening. That's okay, because it is, this has been so much fun, and to interact with everyone on a different level has just been the coolest thing. But you're right. This wouldn't have happened unless we got Brad Sturdy on. And Brad, I remember then turning around and calling you and saying, hey, Brad, I've got all these crazy ideas of things. What do you think?
Yeah. And, you know, so I was kind of like, well, that's intriguing, intriguing. And we kept kind of, we talked a little bit and over, and it was many, we had many phone calls over the next few months, you know, before it all kind of came to a head. But yeah, it's been crazy. You know, I've really obviously been a Illini fan my whole life, you know, from watching, I still remember Eddie Johnson's shot against Michigan State, you know, and 79, I was just a kid. And then, you know, so I've had the great opportunity of working, you know, for the last 16 years covering Illinois basketball for the most part, a little bit of other Illinois sports too. So it's been, you know, I've been blessed, and, you know, so this was like a great opportunity. I thought, you know, some people that I like and respect a lot, and that I was really looking forward to something different. I mean, you do something for 16 years and you like it, but maybe you want to try something different, you know, and in this case, it was a podcast. It was just kind of having a different vibe, I suppose. And, you know, being almost all, you know, more Illini centric, I guess, you know, in what I did. And so this was great. I mean, obviously Mike and Larry and Chris, I've known for years, and Carl, I didn't meet until later, but you know, he seems really good too. You know, he seems really nice so far. So we'll give him the benefit of the doubt, although he is Mike's friend. So sometimes that is you have to question his character a little bit then, since he's Mike's friend. So I don't know, but so I do that, but no, but anyway, so no, it's been great. And so, you know, it was exciting. And now I'm full time here at Illini Guys, left Rivals after 16 years. And you know, I'm excited for what's going forward. And we've got a lot of excitement right now with Illinois basketball and football.
Yeah, it's really cool. And there's so much going on. And that's the fun thing, I think, is to and we'll talk more about the new message boards and the kind of the things that we've gone in to get it to where it is right now. And you coming on full time has been so exciting. And like you said, we're just scratching the surface. I want to get into what we're talking about with the things happening right now in real time, but I want to give Carl a chance because he was the guy that he's kind of the fifth spoke of the wheel who came in a little bit late. Carl, I know, I think that we all have that Eddie Johnson jumper against Michigan State back in January, 1979 is, you know, kind of the one piece where it's funny that we all, except for you and Mike, didn't know each other back then. But that's kind of the one common denominator. It all kind of started there. Is that fair for you too? Is that also how you got involved in Illinois sports?
That's true. I mean, I grew up in on and around the campus since I was about 2 years old. Going to the games early on, the football games, and then the basketball games. I've known Mike since grade school, so he was the one that got me involved in this endeavor. I'm not a media person, but I am an Illini fan, and the history that you mentioned is there. And yes, I was at that game, and I was sitting next to my dad, and I remember the entire game, and obviously that shot from the baseline. I also remember, you know, the play of the rest of the team there too, because that was an outstanding game. I also was there on Saturday following that game when they played Ohio State. And I think we all know what happened there, unfortunately. Little guy named Todd Penn took Illinois apart, but you know, we had a lot of good seasons since then as well. And this one has been outstanding. It came to an early close, but you know, I think it set the seed for what's going to be another era of greatness, which we're going to enjoy. So I think this is a wonderful time to get involved in a project like this. And especially with the people as knowledgeable as all of you are.
I want to ask you a follow-up before we move on. What's it been like for you? Because of all of us, you have the least day-to-day involvement. It's just kind of the way that things are set up. You're still very involved in the decision-making, the things that we do, but how has it changed for you over these past 3 months, the way that you followed this, well, right now, the basketball program, compared to past years when you weren't involved in a project like this?
Well, that is interesting. All of you guys have been involved in message boards and forums and things related to sports, whereas I haven't done that. I have gotten my sports from the internet and various sources and obviously watching games and things like that. So it's really opened me up to an entire new way of getting information. And it's been fascinating because the stuff that Brad puts up there, I mean, all of a sudden it's cutting edge stuff, you know? And I'm like, how do people find this stuff out? You know, he's the guy. But that's, you know, I must say, as much as I've been a fan and as much as I've followed things, I haven't been in the business and involved in the details that you guys have. And so seeing how that functions, and like I said, getting that cutting edge information, it's really great. Especially, I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't live in Illinois anymore. So it's even nicer for me to be able to get all this stuff from afar, as opposed to when you're living in Champaign, you know people, right? Talk to this guy, talk to that guy, your dad talked to somebody at work. You know, you kind of get information. And this is kind of a way of kind of getting back into that level of knowledge. So it's kind of fun.
So Carl is the one who we're using as an example when we say whether you live in Champaign, Chicago, halfway across the country or halfway across the world, you need to be an Illini Guys subscriber if you really want to follow the Illini.
I think that's one of the appealing things about this. It is a potentially international community. I don't know if we have anyone from overseas yet, but there's no reason we can't. And anywhere you travel, you get the same information. So that's pretty cool.
Okay, now here's the cool thing. Hours before we started this, we had more good news in terms of recruiting. And Brad, that's the thing that it's been fun to watch you work up close and to really see just how fast this stuff happens. And you knew that AJ Storr was going to happen, and then here it is.
Yeah, we had, of course, we had, we had heard that AJ was going to commit after the Geico Nationals, maybe a week ago, so we knew that was coming. And, as far as, it was kind of a funny, the messages were kind of funny going back and forth. But anyway, AJ, he's a kid who's from Illinois. He was a kid that they had targeted. They offered him back in December. They've had Zooms with him and so forth. He's a kid who, moved to Arizona so he could play, out there, so he could play basketball this year, because he didn't think there was going to be. And obviously, he had a fantastic year. He's a kid who's just really scratching the surface. He's going to blow up, I think, in the AAU season. He's 6'5", 6'6", physical, tough kid. He shoots it really well. He's athletic. He's, you look at the guys they're getting, and he fits that mold where he's long, he's athletic, he can, he's skilled. And so you have a really good, he didn't really, and I'll be honest with you, he didn't maybe show off his game as much because they had, another guard who's pretty good in that Ty Washington, who was really good. So Storr didn't maybe get the ball as much as, he could have or will in the summer in the AAU circuit. So very, very good talent. I project him to get into the top 50 to 75 in that range. Rankings are done. He's got all the tools. Class of 2022 kid. And I kind of teased it this morning because I knew he was going to call and commit this afternoon. And then of course, that's the kind of the nature of this, the back channel thing. I definitely didn't want to steal the kid's thunder by announcing for him, but just wanted him to, because everybody could kind of be prepared for what's going to come down the road. So very exciting for him. He's a fantastic player. I mean, just a really good get for this 2022 class. Adds to the other kid who's committed, another 6'4", 6'5" guard, Reggie Bass. So they've added two really, dynamic. And you look at with the class they have coming in this year with RJ Melendez and Luke Goody, they've got more wings, 6'7" kids who can shoot it, they're skilled. And so you see it's almost like the 6'5" to 6'7" kids on the wing and guard, and maybe one small guy. Curbelo does okay being small, but then you got a big guy in the middle and then a bunch of wings around him. So it's pretty you can kind of see what he's building.
Yeah, Storr reminded me a little bit of Caris LeVert if he was tougher and a little more scrappy I watched him this weekend, and Ty looked spectacular, and so did AJ. And the fact that we could pick up a player like that is just amazing in terms of thinking of the trajectory that this program is going to be on. That kid is he's going to blow up this summer when people have to deal with him on the floor, and people are going to see how good he is. It's a hugely exciting grab for the Illini.
It's something Brad pointed out too, that we're very, very careful of. And what's one thing I've learned being a part of this process is that we will not steal a kid's moment. There have been some commits, the Reggie Bass commit, we knew, I think, 10, 12 days in advance. And we're making sure the kid has his moments. There are just some things that are just more important than trying to be first. Let's do it the right way. Brad, one question while we're on this, I want to ask you really quick before we move on. because Illinois, and I know this is a, boy, we could go down a rabbit hole with this. I don't want to. Because Illinois still has so many guys that are in play for right now, even still class of 2021, Ty Washington, you mentioned him, possibly some other players as well. Brandon Pajemski looks pretty good. The 6'5 kid fits in that mold with Goody and Melendez. How does this affect what they do this summer? Because those are two scholarships that are locked up for 2022 that now you can't give away.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting that they basically still have four, possibly five scholarships to give, depending on what happens this summer. And obviously, then you have to kind of, you know, pair that with what you have coming back. I mean, I think even if Kofi Coburn comes back next year, and they're hoping that he's going to be back, but if he comes back, then obviously, you know, he's not coming back for a fourth year. I mean, he'd be like Iowa, where he's coming back for that 1 year and make a run and be a national player of the year candidate and things like that. So, you know, you're going to have that scholarship. You've got, you know, I don't think that Jacob Grandison will be back after next year, one more year, you know, so he'll graduate. Austin Hutcherson is a kid who's been in college for a long time. I think he's going to blow up and he's going to decide after next year that he's going to. So you have a lot of pieces that will, I think, transition out, so you'll have some extra scholarships. And as we know, like, everyone goes in the transfer portal now, so who knows what's going to happen. So, you know, we've got over 1250 kids in the transfer portal right now, so you just kind of have to play it by ear and see what happens. But I if you have one of the philosophies that I know they've kind of taken here is if they want good players, they're going to take good players. If they can upgrade the roster, they're going to do it. And then, you know, and if a year we got to figure it out. But yeah, so right now they just want to get this roster up to the level that it was, because although and they had a good, they had a great year this year, but the reality was they really had three guys. They had some guys who could piece, but they had three guys who could create. You know, two guys who could create, and one guy who was just a beast. You know, Kofi, but Io and Curbelo, really only two guys who created their own shots very much. You know, so you know, I think they'd like to have a bunch of 6'5", 6'7" guys who can create their own shots.
It's gonna be fun to watch. There's no question. Here at the Illini Guys, again, we're about the 3 month mark, and we're talking about kind of how we got started into this and how we got to this point. I want to take a moment to ask you guys, and Michael, get back to you and get Carl and Brad's thoughts too. What's been kind of the neatest thing about these first 3 months? What stood out to you? That maybe something that you didn't expect, or something that was memorable, or just kind of opening it up in terms of this project as we've watched it evolve from the inside.
Well, there's a couple moments that I found to be kind of cool. The first one was doing our second Eye on the Illini, and I was interviewing Brian Barnhart, and I'm chit-chatting with him before we start. And I'm like, this is so surreal. I'm chit-chatting with Brian Barnhart, and I'm getting to ask him questions, and, you know, what world is that, you know, where I'm going to get a chance to have a discussion with the play-by-play man for the Fighting Illini that I've listened to for years. So that was the first one. That was kind of a little bit of kind of a mind-blowing thing. And then the other one was this weekend. Brad was stuck in his car. He calls me up, and we're just talking about what's going on. And he's like, well, I'm driving up here. Wanted to chat about some stuff. So we were talking about different things. And I'm like, you know, this is what the Illini Guys is. It's a group of five friends who are covering the Illini and having a good time doing it. And Larry, you and I pick up the phone. We call each other. My wife even kids me. She's like, well, you haven't talked to Larry today. Is there something wrong? You know, and so, you know, we're constantly working together. Carl will call me, you know, hey, what's up? You know, and we'll talk. And the same with Chris, you know. So to me, it's just the friendship that we can do a job. And I think we do a pretty darn good job. And we're going to get even better as time progresses. But we can do a job and then have fun. You know, most of the time you go to work and you hope, like, oh, I'm getting a new boss. I hope I can get along with them. There's a new principal. Are they going to be okay? You know, a new VP of sales, what have you. And then you're like, gosh, I hope that works. Well, you know, we kind of handpicked each other. So we can now go, you know what? I actually like working late in the evening, as opposed to feeling like it's something that's work. So to me, that was the two parts that would kind of include me into that was Brad driving up, and we're chatting about different recruits and stuff. And then obviously, you know, it was kind of a little bit of like getting over the hero worship of like, oh, I'm talking to Brian Barnhart. So that was a lot of fun.
Brad, how about you? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's been, you know, it's been interesting. I mean, it's been, you know, obviously I've been doing this for a long time. So, but it was really wild to see like something start from the ground up for me, like just kind of, you know, there was a, like a base, you know, when I started Rivals, it grew over time, but there was a base there. This was like from zero to 60 in like no time. You know what I mean? Like in 3 months, we've gone from zero to have an extremely active message board now. Stories, you know, all kinds of stories, podcasts, everything. It's just so, it's just, I mean, I guess seeing the ground floor, like seeing how the everything got done was pretty amazing going through this process. So I don't know if there's one moment, but just that whole process for me was different. You know, when I signed on 16 years ago, it was a little bit different, you know, at Rivals. So yeah, that's been for me, definitely.
You know, it's funny. I would agree with you on that. And this feels familiar. Anytime I follow you, you and I think a lot alike. And I would say, yeah, I agree with what Brad said. Not to be a cop out. It's just the way that it happens. But I would agree with you. I think just going along and to be really honest, the trust that the early members of our community had in us. And it was funny that somebody along the way mentioned, said, you know what, these guys reached out. I really respected who they were and what they've done. And I'm like, if they're going to stick their necks out there, I'm going to be there to support them. And I thought that was really cool. And I think the message boards for me, kind of the same thing, is where it's been a real high point. One, it was the one thing we couldn't test out when we launched, just because there was just five of us. So we didn't realize that we needed to get a lot of work done. And to see all that time and effort, not just with us, but our development team, Neon Rain out of Colorado, the work that they've put in, what they've done. And I'll be honest, some of my most enjoyable moments in the day now are just going into the boards and just reading what's being said, because you have all these little reunions of people who've known each other on other boards or in other places coming in, kind of digging on each other. So far, no one's gotten into any fights or called names that, you know, we need to block anything or, you know, delete. But that's been really cool. It's been like almost like this big reunion of like not just one class, but like about six classes of a high school all coming together at once with this one common goal. That's been really cool for me. Carl, how about you? What's been these last 3 months? We kind of talked a little bit before, but does anything stick out for you like these last 3 months that's been kind of unique in this process?
Well, the one thing, I'll echo what Mike said. My wife and his wife have been in secret communication about this, apparently. It's kind of funny. I'll go home. My wife will say, hey, I just talked to Mike's wife. This is what's going on, this and that. Like, wait a minute. What have I gotten myself into? I don't know if Mike's heard that on his end, but yeah. So that's been kind of funny. The other thing I must say is I have been, you know, Mike presented this idea to me and I was intrigued, obviously. But the high quality right from the get-go has been amazing to me. Some of you guys that are new subscribers, go back and look at some of our early podcasts, you know, and things. We're high quality people that we were interviewing right from the get-go. So the contacts that you guys have really makes this special. So to me, that's pretty cool. This isn't just a bunch of people that are interested in Illinois sports, which we obviously are. It's a bunch of people who have connections to get high quality information, to get interviews with the important people that are making the news, you know, for the Illini. You know, it's funny because I thought, oh, we're going to burn through all these big names early on, but it's continued, you know? So I think it's really, that to me is pretty cool.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think that something else that Mike said that I would agree with too, is that everyone, we're all friends. I mean, Carl, I have only known you for a short amount of time. I've known Brad the longest, but there's not a single moment, and I'm honest, you guys are going to laugh and go, come on. Hasn't been a single moment going back to September where I was ever upset at anything that the Illini guys did or said, or in a meeting, if we didn't agree, whatever it is, we come together, everyone kind of just says, well, I'm each bringing my talents. Everyone has equal footing. Even at one point, I think we said, well, should we assign titles? And we were like, no, we're all co-managers. Let's just go with that. We're having a lot of fun.
It is a diverse expertise too, when you consider the five of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
That adds a strength for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You guys have all the expertise. I don't have any expertise. I'm just the guy who came along for the ride. You guys are like, we're like sales, doctors, lawyers, and like media personality, national guy. I'm just a guy. I'm literally an Illini guy. So the rest of you guys,
the guy who knows everything, though. I mean, come on.
He knows everyone.
Yeah, I don't know what Dirty's got on me, but I'm sure there's something. I mean, yeah.
We'll talk after the podcast.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Here's the funny thing about that. The one guy who is the linchpin to all of this is the one guy who says, yeah, I'm just a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The irony. Yeah. But I think that in a nutshell explains the Illini guys. Like literally none of us think we're above anybody else, and we all rely on everybody else to get it done. And that's what makes it fun. You know, you guys have mentioned your wives talking. I think if anybody looked at our cell phones and said, oh my God, their texting has gone up, has doubled since this thing started, because literally there's not an hour that goes by that we're not texting each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, that's really kind of where we have been and where we are. You know, Mike, I guess I want to get your thoughts before we kind of wrap up a little bit in terms of, you know, what do you want to share that is coming down the pike? Because as Brad mentioned, and as Carl has mentioned, we're just scratching the surface. So what would you like to share in terms of what's ahead?
I would just like to share the sense of excitement that we have about what we're going to accomplish. And I'll leave it kind of hazy in that respect, because there's a lot of hard work and some heavy lifting and some details that need to be taken care of. But we want to make this a truly a multimedia experience for Illini fans. And we've got a lot of plans. I also think that as you've seen on how the website has evolved in 3 months, there's a lot of creativity amongst the five of us. And I got to be honest with you, the people who subscribe to our website, these folks give us fantastic ideas every day.
Yep.
And I really don't. And you hear this and 90% of the time, this is total BS. But realistically, I don't want to name people's names, because I guarantee you with the number of people who've sent us suggestions, I would forget somebody who sent us a good suggestion and inadvertently hurt their feelings. But when you take a look at the group of posters that we have, and you can tell somebody spends 10 minutes on an email with three suggestions to make the message boards better, and they're all darn good ideas. And you know, you see that type of feedback that we're getting. I think as we move forward, it's going to be a heck of an experience for everybody. And as good and as creative as we are, because Chris, you know, he's an IP lawyer. Carl's a cardiac surgeon. Larry has done, you know, all sorts of news and sports reporting over decades. Brad has covered every part of Illinois' athletics and somehow managed to raise, you know, three unbelievable girls in terms of their athletic and academic achievements, and cover the Illini and be a teacher. And I'm just a sales guy. But the point is we're going to get, we've got some great ideas coming along. And then when you add to what our subscribers are going to help us with a year from now, I think we're going to look back and we're going to feel like the people, you know, when in Star Trek, when they're flying around in spaceships, and we're going to look last year and go, well, we were just in the Wright brothers plane flying 120 feet. And now we're up in this starship. So I think as we go, we're going to have a lot of fun, and we want to have that same fun for our subscribers. We want this to be a place where they're having a good time. They get a chance to talk Illini sports. They can get in some mild dust up, but nobody's getting mad at one another, because we're all Illini fans at heart. And in the end, maybe this makes it a better experience. And thank God we appear to have two fantastic coaches for football and basketball that are going to help us have more fun. And we got an athletic director who just wants to win and doesn't really care if people, you know, nitpick at him when day one isn't perfect. Cause that's exactly what we had the first day on the board. You know, we had so many different issues. And you've got our those subscribers who chose to be here from day one. And you know who you are out there listening. But they were here, and instead of complaining, they were like, hey, why don't you guys do this? Hey, why don't you guys do that? And I think that type of spirit is what's going to make this place special and is going to allow us to build upwards and broader. And it's going to be a great experience for everybody.
Yeah, well said. Brad, do you have any final thoughts in terms of where you see this, what's in store?
Yeah, I'll kind of piggyback a little bit on what Mike is always in space. So that makes sense that he would want to take the spaceship. So, but I'll piggyback a little bit on what he said. Was one thing about our site that makes it different maybe than some of the other national sites that are kind of covered by, is that we have control over what we have. And so when we do get a suggestion, we can change it. And we can fix it. I mean, it may take us a couple of weeks or whatever. We can change it. As where if it's not just like a cookie cutter thing that goes from things that we can make those adjustments. Hey, you want this? All right. If a lot of people want this, then we're going to make it happen. And so that's something that's really cool about our site. So I'm going to leave you, because this is what I do, is I leave out crazy things. April 14th signing day announcement coming up for a 21 recruit. I can't tell you who yet, but it's going to be April 14th announcement for one of the key 21 targets. So there you go. There's your tidbit for today.
There it is. We wouldn't expect anything less.
now somebody has to follow that.
Yeah.
So, it's Carl, what do you think?
Right. Exactly. Well, I do want to echo what Mike says, because, you know, Larry, you mentioned that we have a lot of texting that goes back and forth. And a lot of that is focused on what people have posted about what we should do with the Illini Guys site. So we are taking people's, you know, suggestions very, very seriously. I mean, this is our site, but it's everybody's site. I mean, this is your guys' site, and, you know, that's what's going to make it great in the end. The other thing I want to just throw a little word out there for sports other than basketball and football. I know Brad is a softball fan, we've tried to include a little bit of information about some of those other sports as well. And if people want more of that, we can obviously do that. So I just throw that out there, because I know people have diverse interests sometimes. And we are a site that can accommodate anything like that.
Yeah, it's well said. And that's one thing I know, to your point, we do try to put more of that out there. And, you know, and again, not to give too much away, but we do have more plans to broaden our coverage in so many ways. You know, one thing that I'll add before we say goodbye, that you guys, one word you all have mentioned in this time together is fun. And that's exactly right. Even as we put together our marketing plan, we wanted to market in a fun way. And that's why we did the Maui stay. That's why we did the bracket challenge. That's why we did, after Illinois lost, because everyone picked Illinois, we did the redemption pool. And now we're giving away Cubs Cardinals tickets. And we're about to do a thing where we're going to encourage people to have their friends sign up. That's coming up here in the next day or two. We'll announce that. So obviously we want to grow the site. We want to do it in a fun way. And as Brad mentioned, from the very beginning, this will always be, we're Illini fans building this for Illini fans. And that's really why we're here. And it's been so gratifying to, again, have everyone get us to this point very quickly. It has been a wild 3 months with all kinds of fun twists and turns. But I think I speak for everybody when I would say that we wouldn't have it any other way. So we're going to wrap up this edition, dual edition of Eye on the Illini and Sturdy for 30. Again, we're IlliniGuys.com. We have so much fun. Come give us a try if you haven't already. Free 7-day trial. We guarantee your credit card will not be charged for the first 7 days. And we're pretty sure if you try us out, you'll stick around. Very few people leave. In fact, no one's left saying, I hate you. They just chose not to be here. And that's fine. You know, we're all still friends. But we have a good time. And as we know that we'll prove, Brad Sturdy is the Illinois insider, and we think you'll see that in a 7-day trial. So for the Illini guys, for Illini Mike, Illini Brad, Illini Carl and Illini Chris. I'm Illini Larry. Thanks again for listening. Go Illini. We'll see you next time.